The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, 7:05 and 35 and 45, 50 seconds here on April the 12th, 2016. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Gosh, Angel is already here. You know, what's that song? Angel in the morning.
Made famous by a couple of different people.
I think that one of them was...
Juice Newton made it, and then the classic country version, now I have to look it up.
And Ronstadt.
Ronstadt did a version, and then there was Patsy Cline, but
no,
one
no,
of the,
there was
one
another
of the giants
I,
of,
well, yeah, but
country.
One of the first times I heard it, though, was out of a small group singing it, gosh, many, many years ago, I think at when I was going to school. Anyway, good morning, Bad Bob. What's it look like out there?
Hey, looking pretty darn good out there this morning. Right now, we are seeing about 60 degrees here in the North State. Today's high will be about 71, so a little bit of a break from the mini heat wave we had as we were kicking into spring. Intermittent clouds and showers off and on. Could have some thunderstorms on Thursday. Then it'll sunny up on Friday, move up towards the 80-degree mark. By Saturday, we move right close to 90 degrees, and that's for several days after that. Taking a look at Shasta Lake, we are currently, the level itself doesn't tell the entire story. We came up about 1/2 foot yesterday. Coming into the lake, we are seeing about 9,100 cubic feet per second, and what's being let out is about 3,400 cubic feet. So it is slowly coming up, but it's looking pretty good right now, 15 feet from the top.
You know what I really like is being able to step from the boat onto a spot where there's trees and grass, you know, and not have to use some kind of climbing apparatus to get up to the side of the side of the hill.
Okay, this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and may I take a quick moment?
You may.
My brother had experience with another gas company that essentially was not treating him right, and it was getting worse, and to the point where they said, okay, we're going to be taking our tank and all the gas that you just paid for, by the way. My brother made some calls around, and he was recommended to go to Shasta Gas Propane. They set him up. They treated him right, and he is an extremely satisfied customer. So there's a testimonial from my family.
There you go. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family operated, veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kinney gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And give them a call, 365-3793. A lot of things going on. A lot of things going on. On May the 14th, the 9th annual Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. I still have a photo someplace. I think it's on the wall around here of me in a big... You've seen that. My red pumps.
I took the pictures
boa,
of that.
The boa, the big red hat there. Boy, I raised a lot of money that day.
So did the Imperial Stormtroopers.
Imperial Stormtroopers with...
the heels.
With the heels and the painted nails. Okay. That's coming up. You got to get a hold of people there. Tyler Whitlow. And we're going... You know, Gene King will be in today, so we'll talk a little bit about that. They're going to have Flying Cowboys at the Red Bluff Roundup. We're having the Red Bluff Roundup people in here today. Yeah, that looks good. Also, the Frontier Senior Center is celebrating their 20th birthday on May the 14th. You got a few days there, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Ceremonies at 3:30, birthday cake and honoring major donors, live music, tours of the facility, raffle, $20 per person. Give them a call over at 365-3254 for Jamie. Red Bluff Rodeo, some more stuff on that. Like I said, we're going to talk to them. Now, the 22nd annual banquet for Safari Club International. We had people on yesterday on about that. I am really stoked up about this because I'm looking at a list of all the things that you can that you can do there. I mean, they have a photo safari in South Africa for two people. And the price it usually goes for is really good. They have a cow hunt for a two-day, one-night hunt, a buffalo hunt. Okay, a buffalo hunt. Now, oh, where do you hunt buffalo? On a 35,000-acre pasture. That's where you hunted at. Mm-hmm. 35,000 acres. You know how big that is? You just don't kind of like walk out, you know, and see, pick one out of the, you know, out of the pen and shoot it there.
Yeah, that was a little, what was that, yeah. Bless the Beast and the Children movie. That was a little sad. If you actually have to do some hunting, and it is ultimately a matter of a way to thin the herd so that the land can support
that,
them.
Right?
Yes.
It's hunting, not killing. Pheasant hunts, goose hunts, fly fishing trips, just for hunting, hog hunt, two-day hunt for one hunter. Now, those things are worth $600-$800 out there, and some of these are worth thousands of dollars. All this is going to be at the Safari Club International Annual Banquet, Saturday, April the 30th. You can get tickets by coming down here and filling out and taking one of these flyers that we have, or call Larry McLeod at 474-5075 or Scott Borg, 221-4650. They are filling up rapidly. They've already sold, you know, almost twice as many tickets as they have since they did at this time last year. So you want to get out there and get in the mix. All right. Okay. Supervisors, get this, Bad Bob.
Oh, no.
You know, I can't help but kind of agree with someone. They had a Record Searchlight editorial the other day talking about, you know, they all come in here and say we got to do something about the unfunded liabilities. We have to get our arms around this, and yet then they give a raise. Now, oh yeah, but they're going to be paying more money into their fund. Well, they should have been paying money into the fund the whole time. Of course, they didn't because of can I say this? Poor decisions made by the city council years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they said, oh, no, we're making so much money, you guys don't have to pay into it. How stupid
the
is that?
The hubris.
You know what?
Yeah.
How stupid is that? I mean, I and the people sitting on, I mean, I don't even know who they are. But if there's one of them that for somehow was sitting on that board that made that decision, she or he ought to just quit. Just quit. And say, you know what? That was the stupidest decision we've ever made, and we really put ourselves in trouble. Anyway, so now the Board of Supervisors, who kind of kept everything under control, right? I mean, they didn't get any hits. So you can't say a lot about that. And it may be the difference between having a paid person that's in there and an unpaid person. But they're looking at a salary increase of 3% over the next 2 years for 138 employees. Now, how much do you think that's going to be? 3% over 2 years. So it's like 1.5 a year.
Okay. And how many employees?
138.
I'd say it's on the high side of 500,000.
How about $865,000?
Yeah.
That's the raise. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Board of Supervisors does for that. Now, if you're on Social Security, which you're not, but some people are, they got nothing this year as a raise because the cost of living is so low. That's what the government says. Military didn't get raises. Military retirees didn't get raises. Nobody got raises.
I want to know how they calculate that. Have you been to a grocery store lately?
You know what? It is all smoke and mirrors, or even worse. It is the government's way of it's the Obama administration going after old people. Yeah. You want me to say that? Yes.
And the military.
Good job, President Obama. You've got yours, you know, to hell with everybody else. Yeah. Michelle's going to be in NCIS on the TV show. Maybe they're investigating what's happening to veterans under this administration, do you think?
Mm.
No, probably not. Okay. Anyway, sometimes it just gets to be, you know, I mean, $865,000 over the next 2 years. Now, I'm more than willing to, you know, if they're saying that, oh, by the way, we're going to give them a 3% raise over the next 2 years, but they're going to pay 7% of their retirement cost. So, and it's really, we're not losing anything. We actually make money on it. The county taxpayers, the city taxpayers. Why does it always cost the taxpayers money?
Yeah.
Why?
Your taxpayer dollars at work.
How many hours a day do you think the Board of Supervisors stay there every day for that $50,000 to $60,000 they make a year? Would you say they're there? Would you say they're there half a day, every day? Dave Kehoe does. I understand Dave Kehoe goes there all the time because his wife doesn't want around the house.
Yeah,
but just kidding. Just kidding on that one. But I mean, what about the rest of them? How often? How much time do they spend in there?
Oh, because many of them are running other businesses on, you know, which has always been a curiosity.
Well, no, but, no. What's his, Modi doesn't. Modi doesn't run any other businesses. He's retired. But why would Modi, why would Leonard Modi need another business? I mean, he retired at like $150,000 a year.
Yeah, he's on a police chief.
I mean, he's on a police chief. I mean, retirement. I mean, retired, he's what, 52, 53?
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that one either. Oh, but, you know, do you want them out there on the street at 53? Yeah.
They could be doing stuff back at the station house.
Well, you've only got so much room back there, but let's think about it like this. They've got to be smarter than that, that at a man at age 52, come on, at age 52, you are at the top of your game. Let's just face it. You can be at the top of your game. Oh, yeah, but they've been on the street. So, yeah, and Marines have been out on the field for 20-something years at that point, too. And yet, Marines go on to make, you know, to go into other things. So you can't just say, I mean, when, and it's not even, the, you know, it's one thing is for policemen, but then you've got that. Who was, who used to be the last attorney here? Dello, what's his name?
City attorney?
City attorney.
Oh,
Starts with
I could have said it a minute ago.
I know. I just screwed you up. 52. He retires at $150,000 or $160,000.
Yeah.
52.
So, yeah, he was transplanted up here. And
there's something wrong with this. Yeah. There's something wrong with this. Does anybody else see anything wrong with this? Except we have to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 7:18 in the morning. This is for you, Angel.
The original hit version of the song.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind. There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Mind.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their fifth annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Peak. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th. This is my fight.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott here this morning, 722. Linda is on sabbatical on Tuesdays, as she always is. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. If there's anything I can say that would really offend you, please give me a call or get into the chat room and let me know. I'll be glad to do that for you, free of charge. 61 degrees going up to 71 today. It looks like we're going to have rain. Shasta Gas Propane is giving us the weather reports all the time. 365-3793, give me a call. Northern Firearms Instructionman Ted Lighty is our sponsor for this segment, and Ted Lighty is out there all the time. This is what he does. This is his profession. He teaches firearms instruction. He is a firearms instructor. He teaches it. All of his instructors that work with him are all NRA instructors. He teaches the basic CCW, teaches hunter safety. He is big into helping young hunters. Like, he's just won an award from the National Wild Turkey Association for the work he's done with youngsters. Also, he teaches an advanced course that's going to happen on 1 May. If you want to go out there, you've already had your CCW, and you really want to learn how to shoot. I mean, do you want to learn how to present that weapon? Do you want to learn how to move, shoot, reload, fire under stress? Then that's the class you need to take, that advanced class. Give them a call at 999-1822. It's filling up fast. It may be filled up already, but you got to give them a call. You never can tell. Or check out readingccw.com. Bob.
In the mornings, I like to listen to BBC and a little bit of NPR, because I want to know how other people are thinking and what their thought processes are, right or wrong. And the NPR had a piece this morning where they sent one of the reporters off to take a concealed carry class in Texas. Now, to say the story was slanted would be something of an understatement. But he did allow us how he was somewhat astounded because, of course, he was presenting anybody who wants to carry a firearm as an absolute nut job. But he was very astounded, he said, that the focus of the class was not on how to shoot and kill people, which he thought would be the focus, but on
safety,
last resort, and the instructor stressing that if you have to use it, your life will change. And he thought that was an interesting perspective. But of course, urbanites don't understand.
I'm not sure if that's true anymore.
Maybe not.
Because look at Chicago, look at Baltimore, look at Philadelphia. Look how many people are getting their concealed carry because they're tired of being targets out there in a running gun battle that's going on in their streets, of being accosted by people, robbed. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true anymore. And I think the NPR guy, I'm glad he did it, because that's what we talk about, is that it's people take that class to learn how to handle pistols safely. We go through that over and over and over again. And then how to use a pistol safely, and how you use a pistol as a last resort, that what you're always using is your mind in front of you. Not, you don't pick a fight because you've got a gun on. My gosh, no. You look around you. If you see things that make you uncomfortable, you leave. You don't even go in there. You don't do those things. You're in a 7-Eleven and a guy pulls a gun. You're by the door. What do? You get out. You leave. Yeah. You just leave, because
if between
you
and the door, then you have to.
Well, and that's then you've got to come up with a decision on what you want to do. I've had restaurant owners come to me, and we'll sit down and they'll say, "What happens if somebody comes in?" And we'll look at places they can stand, look at places because they carry. If they have to save if they need to save their patrons or their staff, how do you do this? Where do I stand? What do I think about? What kind of gun? You know, all these things that you talk about. But it's the last resort, and you're right. As soon as you use that pistol,
deadly force. Yeah.
As soon as you use deadly force, you've got to understand is that you have changed your life, that the person that you have faced has nothing then. I mean, whatever he was before or her or after.
And that you
there
will
no
be
after.
Taken into custody by the police until they sort it out.
Not necessarily taken into custody, but you will be questioned and the things you should do. You know, the next point is what happens if you do have to use it? If somebody comes up to you and they're threatening you, say two or three guys are threatening you, and you present your weapon and they run, the first thing we tell people is you get on the phone, you call the cops. Don't just assume this is over. You tell them what you did,
just
where you are. You don't leave. You just brandished a weapon. And if they call, and if you haven't called, now the police are going to come, and they are going to be a little bit hyper because here's a guy brandishing a gun. It doesn't go well in this town.
Well, here's something I was thinking about this morning after I listened to the story. There are those who say that ordinary citizens should not have any firearms, and then all the crime will go away. And I have to question that statement.
Well, that's absolutely wrong.
Yeah, that's the Phyllis Schlafly. That's what Feinstein says, who, by the way, has armed bodyguards.
Ask people in Chicago. You know what? They had the toughest, some of the strictest gun control regs in the nation. Did their crime rate go down?
No.
It was safer being a Marine in combat in Iraq than it was for that same young man to be walking down the streets in Chicago.
But the liberals will say, well, that's because other people have guns that the bad guys can steal. So if we take away all the guns, then the bad guys won't have guns to take. However, I would suggest that right now the possibility of people carrying concealed puts an element, a questioning element in the bad guy's mind. And if you remove that element, anybody with a big stick can take anything they want from anyone else whenever they feel like it.
Well, the other thing, too, is if you look at the number of homicides that have gone down dramatically over the years, even though, that you know, in areas where people are carrying and that crimes go down. So, anyway, okay, last thing I want to catch before we take a break and we get with our roundup people. President Clinton, William, and his wife,
Betty Boy
Hill, or I should say former President Clinton. Hillary is on the road saying things like she is tired of these billionaires, these rich people getting away with everything. They're taking advantage of all these tax laws, and that this is outrageous tax havens and loopholes that she's going to make them pay. Well, it turns out that Hillary and Bill have. Are you ready? Is there any surprise? I told Bob this morning. He says, "Wait a minute. Look at my jaw drop." Of course, his jaw never dropped. The Clintons and her family foundation have at least 5 shell companies registered to the address 1209 North Orange Street in Wilmington, Delaware, which is also home to some 280,000 other companies. 280,000 other companies who use this location to take advantage of the state's low tax, limited disclosure requirements, and other business incentives. You know, I actually had some investments in Delaware, too, one time, many, many years ago when I actually had $2. 2 of the 5 are tied to Bill and Hillary specifically. 1, WJC LLC, is used by the former president to collect his consulting fees. The other, ZFS Holdings, was used by the former Secretary of State to process her $5.5 million book advance from Simon Schuster. 3 additional shell companies help the Clinton Foundation. Now, is anybody else finding this amusing at all, that they would do this? And there's nothing illegal about it. No, there's nothing illegal. However, she's the one that she pledged as president she would shut down those so-called private tax systems for the mega wealthy, including legal tax avoidance activities to make sure everyone pays their full share here in America. You know what? I just can't. It's not the fact that she does it. It's the fact that her hypocritical statements, I'm going to shut them down. Well, Hillary, why are you there then? Why aren't you paying your fair share?
What does it matter? It's our turn.
I love that.
It's our turn.
Yes.
It's our
turn. That's what the hippie chicks who, you know, spent the late 60s, early 70s, you know, burning underwear. They're all out there, and they're going to support Hillary no matter what she does.
It's our turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hillary, I don't know. I think I've seen signs that said, you know, Hillary for prosecution, not Hillary for president. But I mean, you know what? Here's the thing, though, is, you know, there's nothing wrong. I mean, this is legal to do. But then to talk about it, say, taking away these legal these outrageous tax havens and loopholes, and including shut down the so-called private tax system for the mega wealthy, including legal tax avoidance activities, which she is right in the middle of. I mean, this is an online thing called The Week. And trust me, it's not just about Hillary. It goes after Trump. Said Trump acted one time as his own spokesman to say that Kim Basinger wanted to go out with him.
Oh, God. So tax havens and firearms are reserved for the intellectual elite.
That's right.
That's what you're saying.
The people that should be running this country, that really count. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 at 7:31 in the morning here on the 12th of April. We're going to get some rain today, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend coming for the roundup. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Reading Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl Butt, and it's 7:34 in the morning. I'm here with Bad Bob Belongi. 61 degrees going up to, looks like 71 over there, and it's going to be rainy today. It's going to be rainy tomorrow. Could be really, like, Thursday could be having, like, thunder showers and everything, but guess what? Starts clearing up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be beautiful out there. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. Offers you a full guarantee. a full guarantee on the work he does, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches in length. That's right, over 2 feet in length, he can fix it and guarantee it. Better-known business, and Jeff Wurst is a great guy. He guarantees his work, and he's got the biggest pit bull you'll ever see. And this pit bull, when I stuck my hand in the other day, licked my fingers almost to the bone because it is so friendly. Oh, what a beautiful little pit bull that is, that man has. But he does outstanding work. Get your windshields repaired there. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 or check him out at 3208 South Market Street. I'm here with Ruth and Jolene.
Good
Imagine
morning.
Imagine that.
Good morning.
We played that. You know, I guess there's a song about Ruth. I don't
no,
know.
I don't think so.
Okay. But we're here to talk about the Red Bluff Roundup with all the information you just gave me that I've managed to put away someplace and not find. Got it right here. Okay, I got more people handing me stuff that I need. Ruth, talk to me. What's going to happen?
95th annual, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is just an awesome show. I mean, this kicks off rodeo season, and everybody loves to be there, and the weather's going to be great. And got some new stuff this year. We've got mutton busting on Friday night only, and then we got wild pony races, all three performances.
Well, you know what? The wild horse race was the one last year. If I remember right, the horse got into the out of the arena into the not the stands but alongside the stands. Remember that?
Yeah, I think I did.
And then it took off down, you know, in between the stands and the fence with cowboys in fast pursuit.
Yes.
Two little girls on not little girls, 12, 13 years old. I guess that's little on their cell phones on the other end. Now they're going, girls, girls. They looked up. Here comes this horse thundering at them. They levitated. Somehow 12 feet
back.
And a horse went by. They put a rope on it, got it out of there. Exciting. That was the race that all the horses went almost all the way around, got to the end, stopped, turned around, and ran the other way. Mm-hmm. That must have happened three times. Mm-hmm. Terribly exciting. And then you have the that race with the cowgirls.
Yep.
Another one. They are just, those horses are just flying down the track.
There's you better not blink at Red Bluff because you're going to miss. You are going to miss.
This is going on in between them bringing different events in between the saddle bronc and the steer wrestling and all that kind of stuff. And this year you got mutton busting.
Yes, on Friday night only, and it'll be prior to the show.
Show
starts at 7, so it'll be before that, and there'll be 10 or 12 or 15 mutton busters, and that's always fun to watch, those cute little kids. And they're dressed to the tees with their chaps and their helmet and their vest, and they're hanging onto those sheep for dear life.
You know, and how much mutton busting has changed over the years. It used to be kids would get up there on the sheep, and they'd grab a hold and stand up, sit up straight like they were, you know, like a saddle bronc. And one day, one kid drops over, drops their center of gravity down to just on the back of the sheep, and reaches down and hangs on. Oh, my gosh. Now, that's the only way they ride. They bend over, hang on. You know what? I think I saw a kid win last year that he also had a mouthful of wool. He had both hands in his mouth in there.
Yep.
Okay, maybe not.
All right. Hang on.
It's a great event.
It is. It's fun.
Little kids will last like a half a jump. And they get out, and they're not sure about this. Some of them just refuse to get on. After they get out, they're, nope, I'm not going to get on that sheep. But some of the ones run all the way across the arena. People are chasing them down, trying to chase them down. It's a great event. Not as much fun, though, as bull riding.
No, I agree.
So, okay. Now, last year the rodeo paid out over $250,000.
This is the biggest rodeo
in
the nation this weekend, and probably top 20 in for a year round in the nation. Yeah, this is a huge rodeo. We'll see 500 cowboys and cowgirls through there. I mean, this is the pro rodeo destination for the whole nation this weekend, Red Bluff.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's
huge.
You know what? Red Bluff Roundup is a great time.
It is.
John Growney and his people. John is on our show every year. He's going to be
legend.
On Thursday.
Legend.
I mean, you know what? We had such a great conversation last year talking about bulls and rodeo, but especially about the bulls. And we're going to talk about it again. I'm not going to give up any of what's going to happen on Thursday when we're talking about it. But
there's lots of other activities going on in the town.
Absolutely. That's just the rodeo. The rodeo is just kind of, I think the rodeo is just a reason to have a super huge party.
Sure.
But you're going to have something different this year. Not different, but you're going to be moving some things around here with the Think Pink.
Tough enough to wear pink is what we like to call
it. Tough enough to wear pink, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What's going on with that?
Well, this year, in the 10 years we've been doing Tough Enough to Wear Pink in Red Bluff, we've raised over $345,000 that has stayed in the Red Bluff community.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's funding the Nurse Navigator Program.
What's that exactly?
Well, when you receive a diagnosis of breast cancer, you're paired with this RN that can help you through every step of your treatment, whatever special tests you need, can get you hooked up. It's designed to get you the treatment you need faster instead of having to wait 2 or 3 months to get the help you need.
Wow.
They'll work you in and get you with the right people.
Okay. Breast cancer fundraiser for St. Elizabeth Imaging Center. You know, and that's important because you get early detection can save lives.
Right.
And, you know, breast cancer, cervical cancer, and colon cancer, if detected early, can be cured. And they say, oh, they can't use the word cured. Well, yeah, they can because it never comes back if they catch it early enough.
You're in remission, at least.
At least remission. Okay. You know, I guess people say, oh, no, it can never be cured. You're just always in remission for 100 years. But for me...
Remission's better than...
Remission, I mean, it seems to me is, I guess you're right. I guess, you know, because I didn't have an argument, but it was like, so you can't use that word, it's cured? No. But what we can say is that it's been, you know, you haven't had another case of it for 20 years.
The nice thing about our Tough Enough to Wear Pink is that money stays local. That money does not leave the community. So we're proud to say that $340,000 helps people, helps our own neighbors and friends and family. I mean, that's a nice thing, too. That money doesn't go somewhere else.
So many times when we raise money in some of these events, they go someplace. You know, a percentage of it does. So if we can help it right here and it helps people here, of course, you want to get with that. Mm-hmm. And we can't forget that, you know, the Roundup helps so many other people, too, so many other groups of people, too.
Like the blood drive, Jolene.
Yes, we're having a blood drive. This was started an event that was started a couple of years ago, but this year it's been moved. It will actually be at the fairgrounds on Wednesday, and it's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. for Blood Source. Everybody that participates gets a free ticket to the Sunday performance of Red Bluff Roundup.
Wow!
So be sure and come out and give blood.
Well, that's something that too. That is a valuable resource. One of the people that work here, his life was saved by blood donations. And she is very strong on supporting the blood banks around here. So not only can you save somebody's life with your donation, you get to go see the rodeo, too.
Exactly. And also, if they come out tomorrow to give blood, we'll have our Slack performances going on, which is free to the public. They're more than welcome to stay around and watch the Cowboys in the timed events.
Well, okay. Now, you've got other things going besides, you know, when you think rodeo, you think nothing but horses and cowboys and bulls and barrel racing and all that. But you've got something else in here, too, for the FMX.
Yes, this is our
in
second
the house.
Year. Yes.
Yeah.
Flying Cowboys. And we've got a freestyle motocross guy from Reading, Nick Dunn.
Okay.
He's pretty well known in the freestyle world. And he will be there all three performances, right, usually after. I can't say for sure when during the performance, but they'll get out the ramp. He'll get out his bikes and do all those crazy tricks like the Lazy Boy recliner trick and the Indian one-hand stand.
They do things that are so strange on those motorcycles.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
I did that a couple of times, but I didn't mean to. I had a severe crash right afterwards. I just happened to be doing the Lazy Boy as I was going off my bike there, thinking, oh, this is not going to end up well. Okay. What would you say to people as the you say that there's the 11 days of Roundup also have, of course, mixers, golf tournaments, after parties with Chad Bushnell, the pancake breakfast on the 16th from the Kiwanis. Gosh, you guys, you know, it's everything.
It is. I mean, if you come to Red Bluff and can't find something to do, you need to check your pulse because there is something to do in town every day.
How do people get tickets? Or are they just, I mean, you just show up. Is that all you have to do? Shouldn't you try and get tickets beforehand? Because I know you're sold out. Already.
Get your tickets on RedBluffRoundup.com. You can always come to the office in town, but don't wait because then you're standing in line and the best seats are taken and your kids are crabby and your husband's crabby and you're hungry and it's hot. And
but you know what? There are always, you can always see. I've sat all over, by the way, all over the Roundup. And I can see. Mm-hmm. It just depends on, you know, on, there are some seats that are better, but everybody can see. Mm-hmm. Now, is Saturday, I heard that Saturday is...
You know, sold out? No.
Oh, it's not sold out yet. Okay. Because I just heard that, you know, that was how big it was this year.
It'll
okay.
be, I mean, it'll be close to once performance time.
It always
time
is.
Starts,
it always is. Okay.
Don't wait. Get online now.
Get online
our,
now.
Our Saturday show usually is sold out, but Sundays is just as action-packed. And plus, we have a special event on Sunday.
What's the
that if
event?
You miss it, you'll be sad. We do the Wild Ride on Sunday. The cowboys dress up in costume, and they're not judged necessarily by how long they ride. They're Bucky Bronco. They're judged by the whole performance.
Uh-huh. There's some awesome costumes. We've had Tonto and Where's Waldo and Miley Cyrus and a cougar. And oh, they're so cool. And those guys get all jazzed up, so they have fun doing that.
Yeah, and I remember seeing this as a lady that helps them all find costumes and everything and does this. So this is, and this happens Sunday, huh?
Sunday afternoon.
It's only on Sunday.
Only on Sunday to watch
the
this.
Last event.
The crowd does not leave early on Sunday because everybody wants to see that.
You know what? That's that sounds great. You know what? This is such a good. This again. This is Americana at its best. Mm-hmm. And the Red Buff Roundup does so much for so many people. And we're going to have some of our Red. We're going to have cowboys on here. We're going to have bullfighters. We've got John Grounie coming on. Actually, we've got the whole enchilada. Going to be here this week every morning. So we'll be able to talk to a different group of people every day. So anyway. Anything else everybody should know?
Get your tickets. Go to redbuffroundup.com for your info for your 11 days of activity so you know what's going on. Check us out on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Call us if you don't have social media or just want a question answered. Yeah. Come and see us.
What's the number?
527-1000.
Can't beat that one. 527-1000.
We also have the Clydesdales again this year.
Wow.
We forgot about those. We don't want to forget the Budweiser Clydesdales.
You can't forget the Clydesdales. I mean, that in itself is just fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, watching them move and back that truck up or back that wagon back in and then turn them both ways. I mean, how do you do that? I mean, this guy has to be great. I mean, he has to be really know what he's doing. But I understand those reins weigh like 100-something pounds, you know, and he's moving them all around. Okay, the blood drive one more time is tomorrow.
11 to 6 in the auditorium building at the fairgrounds. Come out because you'll get a free ticket to Sunday's performance.
There you go. Everybody
and you'll
out.
Be able to save lives.
Saves lives. Everyone saves lives. Okay. We're Ruth and Jolene, thank you so much for being here. Tomorrow we've got another group of people coming in from the Red Buff Roundup.
Thank you, Carl. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for having us.
You betcha. We'll be right back after these messages.
Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stowe, Smoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story, April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243 8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Ooh, I'm liking it, man.
Kind of reliving a little high school stuff with the Doobie Brothers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How'd they get the name Doobie Brothers?
I will look up the reference. One of my favorite bands growing up, though. I think the first 8-track I ever owned was Chicago. That kind of dates me.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State in 2015. Been in serving the North State for well over 20 years. All makes and models. Any type of heating or cooling system you could possibly want to have in your house, they can fix. They can put new ones in there, too. And they're going to do a great job for you. I can speak personal experience of working with Martin and his people at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. I had somebody in here saying isn't it interesting how the county of Shasta is the population is dropping dramatically. I'm trying to go back and find it in here. The decreased in population and expected tax revenues, but continues to give raises to employees even when they know it exacerbates the unfunded pension issue and continues to demand a larger percentage of the general budget each year.
And they jack up rates for everything.
Unsustainable, but they don't seem to care. And, this is what the Record Searchlight was saying, is that, you know what, you can say what you want, but, this is going to say, but it doesn't. It comes out of the general fund. And then these chickens are going to come home to roost with the CalPERS. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've already said it. It raised, the CalPERS debt raised 2,000% because they actually start counting the people that they're going to be, that's on CalPERS. That's going to start drawing retirement.
Yeah, it's a big
benefits.
Old mess.
I don't understand how they continue to do this. Well, we're going to lose people. We didn't lose DuVernay.
Yeah.
I can't help but think that, they're saying, well, you need people to run. This is a $190 million business and all that, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So Kurt makes a salary commensurate with that. Kurt doesn't go around asking for raises, but every time somebody else gets a raise, I think it's written in there someplace that Kurt gets a raise, so he makes more money. I guess the bottom line is that can you not find people? Is it, we talk about, look, the cost of living here is so much lower. That's why, and people want to come up here for the quality of life. Well, okay. Well, quality of life seems to me is how much is it just the money factor? Is there a factor there of public service and giving back to the public?
Yeah, why are you doing this?
I guess it's kind of like in the military, it's a calling. And that you don't do it for money, you do it for other reasons. But isn't public service public service? I mean, if you're making a certain amount of money, is the bottom line you need to make more money? And then Do you have to retire at age 52? Well, you know what? It's because I'm not going to make any more money. I'm working for free then. Well, you're already making a great deal of money. It's more than you need to live on.
Right, and I think there's a moral decision there. What bothers me, though, is when you hear people calling for, well, the government needs to set these salaries for everybody, and, oh, that gets a little scary.
Well, see, when you say the salary needs to set the salaries for a CEO in a private industry, I am so totally against that. You know, that's why I really don't give a rat's butt if a Major League Baseball player who hits the ball, you know, five times out of, you know, if he hits the ball, what, twice out of every five times up, or twice out of every ten times up, he has a 200% batting average, but he's good with a glove. So he makes, you know, $8 million a year. I could care less about that, because guess what? That is in the public.
And the fans are paying for it
and all this. But when you get into cost of government, where the taxpayers are paying for it directly, yeah, then I think maybe the government needs to take a look at how much we're paying people. You know, what they're saying is that, oh, well, you know, because the cost of living index is flat, we don't need any raises. Yet here we are in Shasta County and the city of Redding giving raises. Why is that? Oh, well, we can't keep the people. Really? We can't? Well, maybe we ought to take a look at the people that are really in... You know, that we really, really, okay, electricians, people working on the power. Maybe they do need a raise. The people in the middle management, do they need a raise?
Yeah.
People in top management, do they need a raise? We've given the people middle management raises. So, you know, the unions have become so powerful. They keep comparing salaries to other areas. And then the other areas keep comparing salaries to ours. I mean, the whole thing is a shell game. And I'm not saying they shouldn't, you know, that people shouldn't, you know, get salaries and have salaries, but there's a complete difference between a private entity and a public entity, where they can retire at age 52 on $150,000, $60,000. There's something there that doesn't seem right. I'm not talking about law enforcement even, or, you know, firemen. I'm talking about public servants, like attorneys and managers. DuVernay, 52 years old, and he retires at that much money?
Yeah, that's a fair chunk of change.
I mean, I can pull it all up right here and tell you. But anyway, okay. I guess nobody really cares enough about it, because if you did, you would take the people that vote for a raise every time, like Francie Sullivan, and she would never be elected. Francie, though, is backed by the unions. So Francie gets reelected, because the rest of everybody else says, well, you know what, I guess that, you know, everybody needs a raise. You know, the fact that they didn't get raises that year doesn't mean anything. Okay. All right. When we come back, we've got some time here, but Gene King's going to be our guest, and we're going to talk a lot about what's happening with One Safe Place, all the different things that are going on with that. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with the Hope Seth and the Economic Development Corporation about the new things that are happening in both the hub, the new hub we have here, but with some of the new technical and IT type stuff that's going on. Thursday, we've got John Grounding coming in,
mm-hmm.
who is the stock contractor to the stars as far as bulls and everything. The whole week is going to have a lot of what's going on around here, but what's going on in the nation too, and following this thing. The last part I have, and I don't really have a chance to talk about it because I've only got like 1 minute, but it's Republicans calling other Republicans, saying they're using Gestapo tactics. And they're pointing a finger at each other, calling each other Nazis. This is just absolutely ludicrous. I am at the point where I'm just thinking, is, are you guys crazy? This is Trump's campaign, Colin Cruz, all their Gestapo tactics. You know, the people using this, obviously,
thrown around
we're not in, you know, they just use this, when they use this term, I just, maybe it's because that I've studied history, I know what true Gestapo and Nazi tactics are. And if you think that people, you know, people in a an election that are you know, being loud or offensive or something are using Gestapo tactics, then you've got something really wrong. We'll be right back after these messages. 8 o'clock in the morning right here at KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. 42 rules govern the Republican Party and how it picks a presidential candidate. Rice University political science professor Bob Stein says that's why a lot of voters find themselves sharing Donald Trump's frustration with the process.
Most Americans have no idea how the convention process, or for that matter, the electoral process works.
And yet, with a nomination potentially up for grabs at July's GOP convention, one reality prevails. Delegates can change their procedures to help or hurt any candidate they choose. Republican candidate Ohio Governor John Kasich, meanwhile, says that problems currently facing the country are not as bad as the challenges the country's seen before.
Somehow we've gotten into this bad mood, which we shouldn't stay in, because it's not that hard to fix the things. It just means we have to be Americans rather than Republicans and Democrats and knock off all the partisanship that we see.
Kasich appeared on CBS's This Morning. Top health officials say they're learning more about destructive health complications tied to the Zika virus. Dr. Ann Shukat is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We have learned that the virus is linked to a broader set of complications in pregnancy, not just the microcephaly, but also prematurity, blind eye problems, and some other conditions.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health says he is, in his words, not an alarmist, but is very concerned about Zika's potential impact in this country. Prosecutors in Brussels say three people have been detained there for questioning in connection to the Paris terrorist attacks of last year. They say the three were detained after a morning search in an upscale district of the Belgian capital. A judge will decide tomorrow whether they should remain in custody. Brussels was home to many of the attackers who struck in Paris on November 13th, as you'll remember, killing 130 victims. Belgian authorities also announced today two men have been charged with crimes related to last month's attacks in Brussels. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
There's mounting pressure on the White House to declassify 28 pages from the government's report on the 9/11 terrorist attacks. We get more from correspondent Greg Cluxton.
For the past 13 years, more than two dozen pages of the 9/11 report have been redacted. It's believed those pages could highlight possible Saudi support for the 9/11 hijackers. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says making those pages public is up to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence.
I'm just not in a position to explain what the factors are in there. Ongoing review. I don't know when that process began.
Both Republican and Democratic lawmakers are calling for the declassification of those 28 pages. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A Tampa, Florida middle school teacher has been suspended after parents complained that she polled students on personal information, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, and religion. The assignment apparently designed to show the students how much privilege they enjoy. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella sums it up by saying bots are the new apps.
In the coming months, users of Facebook's Messenger app, Microsoft Skype, and Canada's Kik can expect to find new automated assistants offering information and services at a variety of businesses. These messaging chatbots are basically software that can carry out human-like conversation and conduct simple jobs once reserved for people. Experts say messaging bots can handle a wider range of tasks than apps offered by retailers and other consumer businesses.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The International Monetary Fund is again downgrading its forecast for world economic growth, citing unexpected weakness both in the U.S. and Japan. The IMF now says it expects global growth of 3.2% for all of 2016, down from an earlier guess of 3.4%. It made that prediction back in January. More of these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Tuesday. Linda is on sabbatical today, as she is every Tuesday at 8:06 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good discussions going on in the chat room today about taxing, untaxing, the fact that sheriff's deputies are paid woefully low, and that's absolutely true, that we don't pay enough to our deputies in the sheriff's department here in Shasta County. However, that Shasta County has drawn the line on a lot of times of keeping the expenses under control. When I'm talking, though, is now is about a raise for 138 employees over 2 years for $865,000. It would be interesting to hear what the reasoning is behind that. But good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. It'll be cloudy this morning with showers during the afternoon. The high today will be 71 degrees. Enjoy the cool while you can, because we're looking for thunderstorms on Thursday. Then it'll clear up and start moving up very, very rapidly temperature-wise. We're looking for about 80 degrees on Friday. Saturday will be pushing into the 90-degree area, and Sunday more of the same. And next chance of precipitation next Thursday night. So enjoy this cool spell while you can. Currently in Reading it is 60 degrees. Shasta Lake is 15 feet from the top, and all of this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Family-owned business, veteran-owned business here that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. 15 feet from the top, if you got a really, really, really good start and a little bump, if you're water skiing, does that mean you could jump the dam?
Only once.
Only once. It's not so much jumping the dam.
It's not the fall, it's not the jump.
It's the landing on the rocks in the river several hundred feet below you. Gene King.
Good morning.
Gene King.
Good morning again. Hi, Carl. How are you doing?
Well, you know, we'd like to turn on the microphone so everybody can hear you. It's good seeing you.
Yeah.
CEO of One Safe Place. Do you water ski?
Not recently, but I did growing up on Shasta Lake.
You did.
Loved it. Yeah.
I bet. It's a lot of fun out there.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the lake now? Being up high like this.
I feel, I want to make other areas of California jealous. It's like, we got water. Not very nice, but we love it. Every time that lake goes up a foot, everybody feels better. We always have, though. Growing up, I remember exciting if the dam's going to spill. And I think we still look to that.
Well, they're letting out, 3,500 cubic feet per second right now?
Yeah, they're letting out about half of what comes in currently.
Right,
and that's enough to bring up the lake about one half foot a day. They want to retain a little cushion in case there is an unexpected event.
Here's the thing is that when you get 90-degree weather, then your melt-off starts faster than it should.
Well,
and then we supposedly we were at like something like almost at 100% of our snow in our snow. Yeah. What do you call them?
Yeah, Shasta Lake is less fed by snowpack than places like Oroville, Folsom, places like that.
Okay, now Oroville
has come up dramatically.
Yeah, and then there's, I think Folsom is up at 100% of what it usually is historically, or over 100%.
After being not much more than a mud puddle for 2 years. Yeah,
oh, it was bad.
And that's
down
good
there.
News. I mean, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel safer. I think something like that. It does.
Well, the other thing too is it brings people up here. Like, I mean, you talk to the lake operators out there. You know, Holiday Harbor and our friends out there. You know, when that lake's down, even though there's still
a lot of water
there. I mean, you can do anything really you want to, but when you look at the bathtub ring, as they call it, people just don't.
They think that it's no water. Yeah,
there's no water, but there, of course, there is. Yeah. And he says, as soon as the lake starts filling up and people are reading about it, it's just people are calling in from all over. They're reserving things way out in advance. So, I mean, that's great.
It is.
We like
it's
to see that.
It's good for the area.
Well, it's good for the area, good for the businesses, because when the economy rises, and you know, everybody rises, and one safe place.
Yeah, it helps us too.
It does.
You know, when you have jobs and security, you don't have as many things to fight about. That helps everyone.
Well, I think that would probably solve. Oh, I'm not going to say 80% or 90%, but I'd say 60 to 70% of the problems people are having if we had decent jobs out there, that people were employed, because it does take the pressure off.
It does
out of the family.
And what you know, what actually we're seeing a little bit decline in numbers right now. It could be just a little blip, but also the police department, sheriff's department records are showing, a drop right now over last year a bit
of domestic violence.
Yeah, so good news. And actually, nationally, they're showing some drops. So it's hard to tell what's a trend and what goes up and down. Is it the economy? Is the word more getting out? Is there a change happening?
I'm thinking is that, well, the economy up here is always dragging a couple of years behind. You know, we have to be drug kicking and screaming into into the next economic forecast. But I think part of it is the concerted effort in Northern California about domestic violence, to get the word out about domestic violence, to pass the word on domestic violence. And all of this. I think that's got to help somewhat.
Well, it does on anything else, getting the word out, information, cancer, smoking, all of the things. And we've certainly been working on that with your help, and it makes a difference to invite me on the show and have me on last week and this week, because I appreciate that.
Well, that was strictly because I completely screw up things on
the
schedules.
No,
because I wanted
here.
You to come on and when I'm here.
Exactly,
and
then, me too.
Right. And then, but they were looking, you know, they said, well, look, we're going to talk about different things. And I'm not sure how many different things we can talk about.
We got on to a little bit of girl talk, I think.
Okay. Well, you're right. I can't get into that.
Yeah, but so I don't know if those trends are, you know, that takes a long time to see that kind of trend. But when you see we keep statistics with the police department every month, and they've got a new person in there helping with statistics. So what we were able to get this time was really some solid information that as we work together and what's happening, we all three saw a little dip going on. So we just hope that continues.
Well, you know, it's... Or if somebody is, if there's domestic violence, that alleged perpetrator, is put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He's not one of those guys signed in and released.
No.
Or she.
No.
They're kept. And because people, I think, are reporting it more. Plus, now, you know what? We're going to take a break because you are somebody, when I used to, I tried out a statistic. And you'd say, well, that is what we've always said,
but
we have found that maybe that's not true. And I want to talk about that. And this is a very, very important statistic when it comes to domestic violence when we get back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. Linda, sitting, you got a picture of my wife, Linda. Well, everybody knows Linda. She's standing in front of the window, of these windows, and she's going, these are single-pane windows. Summer's coming. It's going to be 180 degrees in here. Right here in the hallway. And you know which hallway I'm talking about, Bad Bob.
Yes.
Going back to the bedrooms in the office. And she says, even though it's been shaded, it doesn't mean it. She's going to Budget Blinds. And she's going to talk to Jerry. She's going to say, Jerry, what can you do for these windows? So it takes the temperature down to maybe a comfortable 80 as opposed to 180. And Jerry's going to come out, and he's going to look and figure out whether it's going to be what kind of window cover. It's going to be shutters, blinds, shades, or draperies, something. And he's going to figure out how to drop the temperature in our house without having to run the air conditioner 20 hours a day. So, budget blinds. You can't beat it. These guys are great. Oh, give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Are you saying you draw so much power when the AC is on, your smart meter is dumbfounded?
Oh, you know, yeah, it's dumbfounded. You know what? You get this little sucking sound. There's this like that. It goes right from my bank account to REU. Just like that. And then REU has Linda, who doesn't pay a lot of attention to bills. I mean, she doesn't. I mean, she knows how much money and all this. But she says she's reading the REU bill yesterday. She's going, did you see this? Did you see this? I said, what? This is a $15 charge just for connection? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got you on a connection charge.
Month after month. Yeah.
And she goes, well, what's this then, $1.53 for solar? I said, oh, yeah, see, we underwrite all the solar power. Oh, well, what, this connection charge? And then she goes on down to the water. We haven't watered about, you know, she goes, and I said, yeah, hon, they got you on a connection charge and all these other things, connection charges for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you?
Watch for those go up, too, because population drop off. They got to
As we
more
use less electricity, they're going to raise your rates because people have done what they've said all these years. We're going to put in these window coverings. We're going to double paint our windows. We're going to buy very, very efficient air conditioners and heaters. And we've done exactly what REU has asked us to do. And what are they going to do? Well, we don't have enough money to run. Now we got to raise your rates. How else are we going to get a raise here?
We have more efficient cars, so we can't fix the road. So now we're going to tax every foot you move.
There you go. Let's put a GPS on your cars. 16 after the hour of 8 o'clock, Gene King's here. We just kind of got into that on the kind of on a roll there because of budget blinds. We'll be right back with Gene King, CEO of One Safe Place.
Temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Reading's go-to fun vehicles.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale. Sale ends April 16th. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Reading Kia.
You talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. To meet with You Got a Rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved. You award world champion points. And you pay the highest purse. And I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. For 95 years. This has been one of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. Friday night is Tri-Counties Bank and Food Max Family Night. Saturday is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and Yeti Coolers. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital and Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. Get your tickets now at redbluff.com. And hey, Saturday night after the rodeo, don't miss Eggside. Brought to you by Diamond Dust. On.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:20 in the morning here on the 12th of April, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 62 degrees out there, going up to 71 today. We're expecting rain and more rain tomorrow, maybe even thunderstorms on Thursday before it starts clearing up for the weekend here with the Red Bluff Roundup coming on strong. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, veteran-owned business, locally owned, or veteran and locally owned. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joes, with all the types of coffee you want. And other types of brews, of course. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joes. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply outstanding. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business, open 7 days a week, Tobacco and Brew. Gene King, CEO of One Safe Place, is with us today. And you had something to say about budget blinds.
I did. They were wonderful. We were building our, you know, we built our new client services and shelter, Sierra
Beautiful
Center.
Place.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, it's been wonderful. The community, not only in financial donations, but vendors such as Budget Blinds came in and did an incredible job for us. Huge discount, and did more other things he could for free, really helped us. I can't recommend him higher,
yeah,
any higher
that's what we
than,
like him. We,
yeah.
You know, we only do live reads for people we've used,
right, okay.
You know, or
mm-hmm.
that we know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we know personally. I mean, we turn down live reads, only because that if we haven't used them or know who they are,
mm-hmm.
or we have friends that have, or we know that maybe there's been other people have had problems with some.
Yeah.
So we just don't even bother with it. Because
Budget blinds, we highly recommend.
Oh, yeah. All yeah. these people we have on here. Okay, Gene, the statistic I was going to talk about,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't tell you what it was during the break because we were talking about other things, was that it takes a woman 7 times
right.
to leave on an average before she finally leaves the situation she's in.
So that's a national statistic.
National statistic.
It's not one that we have verified that I know that for sure in Reading. I don't know. We're changing that system. We right now are putting in a whole new way of operating so that we're able to produce those kinds of statistics for Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a national average. But I would say one of the things we looked at here in that process and why we built the new building and why we look at how we can help is we found that women who were staying in our shelter were staying an average of 10 to 12 days. That isn't enough time to get the kind of help and change that's
mm-hmm.
lasting. What we're finding now with our new building is they're staying 30, 60, almost 90 days. And when they leave, they have the capacity to go on, have a place to live, they have a job, they have their license renewed, all of those things. So my comment is that actually shame on us, because I believe we made it difficult for women to stay, and we were part of the reason actually that they went back, because they found, you know, they had shelter or they had their children miss their dad, and we didn't give them enough time, or they didn't stay enough time with us for them to help them really get on their feet. So that statistic to me is, I don't know what it is. I know what we're doing here is we're improving that statistic.
And I think, mm-hmm. that's important. I think you've really captured it. if they're only in there for 8-9 days, just to get them out of the the impact zone, you might say, and then they have to go back, then it takes them a while for the whole thing to build back up again, and then they come again.
Right.
If you give them a 30, 60, 90-day haven,
right,
you could say,
yeah,
then it gives them that impetus to go forward and to, okay, get themselves the guys counseling and the support they need, anything from clothing to help them finding a job, that they can then move forward that way so that they don't have to go back into abuse.
And you remember the momentum that got us going, and momentum isn't the murder of the Sandy Shelby and Shasta in Shingletown. Yeah. But what she didn't do was stay with us. And that's again where I say
that had a huge impact on you.
Huge, personally and for my agency. Yeah. Because if we say we're doing something, I want to make sure we're doing that.
Yeah.
But what happened, she went and stayed with her mother, and then she went back to tell him she was leaving. Well, if she'd been able to stay with us, we would never have let her go back by herself, knowing what the potential of that situation. We would have had more chance to work with on her and to make different plans.
I think in that situation, you could have sent another woman back with her.
All those kinds of things. We could have.
But it wouldn't have made any difference.
Well, we wouldn't have sent it at all, given what she told us about him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But we could have sent a police officer with
us. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. There are a number of ways. It would have been a letter. It could have been all sorts of different things.
Protect her.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And he'd been wooing her along during that time, you know, come back, I've changed. So she thought things
that's
would
what they
quiet it down.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we say again, and we need to make sure everybody understands, this isn't just for women.
Absolutely
there are men out there that are in the middle of a domestic abuse, but it's harder for them, I believe, for them.
Well, it's a shameful thing. I mean,
yeah,
it's shameful
it
on the women, but men particularly are going to feel that there's a shame. When they do come to see us, a lot of times it's because they're seeing their children being abused.
Oh, okay.
So we welcome men and their children more often than men by themselves. But there have been men in town, successful big guys who have come in because they've had someone stalking.
Oh.
So we deal with stalking, and stalking is not a male or female thing. He had scratches, he had all sorts of things, but it wasn't because he couldn't protect himself. It was because stalking is insidious. It is actually the...
That's scary.
It's the scary and the unending part of it.
I think stalking, because it can result it can result in your death, first of all.
Yeah.
And people go, well, you know, that's not really stalking just because, well, yeah, it is.
It is.
Because if you've got somebody that is, you know, they may not even show up every day. It may not even be every day. Mm. But all of a sudden they're there.
Oh, let me give you an example. So I have a staff member. She's was from a domestic violence situation, marriage. They divorced 13 years ago. Have two grown children. He is not doing well. Called her. This is about a year ago. Started texting her. He lives down south. I'm here. I know where you are. If you watch out for your window, I'm staring at you. I'm going to kill you. This is 12 years after they were divorced, and it's something that many people, particularly women, though, know that they live with forever. That stalking thing we should talk more about. I mean,
I want to talk about stalking because, and when we come back from the break, because people don't realize, you know, we had a well-known figure in this town go to jail for 2.5, 2 years or whatever, because of this. And you kind of, on somebody like that, you kind of look at this person and his background and all this, and you think of him almost in a comical sense.
I was just going to say, yeah.
In a comical sense because of the things he says and all this. But this was not comical to the woman at all. And so everybody's kind of like, oh, well, yeah, but look who it is. I mean, we're not going to mention names or anything, but who it is.
Yeah.
But this was obviously pretty serious. I mean, a judge and a jury and found it was serious enough to put him in jail.
Yeah. Well, stalking is I've known other people where, you know, 3 or 4 years later, it's a boyfriend, maybe from college, and then they get a phone call on their birthday. Just want to say happy birthday. I thought I saw you at such and such place. It instills fear. You're looking around. Is that person
Well, I want
here?
To talk about it some more when we come back. We've got to take a break. But one of the ways that some people handle stalking can be handled over Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, to get a concealed carry permit. Okay, I'm just kidding, all right? All right, I didn't mean you go out and shoot your stalkers. Bastiani Arms, been in the business 7 years. Was that a wrong lead-in for that?
Not even the one to deserve it.
Was that a wrong lead-in right there? We've just talked about this. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. 7 years in the business, great success here. Opened during a bad time in the economy, but has made it and made it well. Why? Customer service. Prides himself on having every type of gun, whether it's long gun, shotgun, or a pistol. And then ammo that you could want. Every shooting accessory that you want also is there, from reloading to optics. Gunsmithing by John and another one of his fine gunsmiths are available at Bastiani Arms. It's the only place I buy guns. 222-8222, Bastiani Arms, right here in Reading. Veterans get great discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Gene King, CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking stalking right now. It's 8:30 in the morning.
Where?
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Spring. Finally. Nothing like the feeling of spring throughout your home. Budget Blinds. In the world of window coverings, Budget Blinds Redding is all you need to know to have exquisite custom window treatments that enhance every room of your home. How? Convenience. Budget Blinds Redding will come to your home or place of business, ask the right questions, and help you select the looks, styles, and colors to make every window a creation you'll love. Style. Budget Blinds Redding will show you the newest trending styles like the cordless dual shades. Energy efficiency. Budget Blinds Redding can help you determine the best selection for your windows, such as a room darkening double cell cellular shade or a layered treatment. You'll save on heating and cooling costs with the right window treatments. Expertise and safety. Budget Blinds Redding will design window coverings for different size windows to unify a room to look perfectly balanced. And most importantly, safety. Budget Blinds Redding can answer any questions about child safety.
Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. Call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:33 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Let me tell you, Cypress Square. Somebody went in there. Somebody was saying, well, why don't you get your hair cut there? He says, well, I did, but they didn't. He said, I want a little more styling up on top. And I said, oh, no, who'd you say that to? He said, well, Tim. I said, you told Tim that you want a little more styling up on top? What'd he say? And he says, Tim said, you've been styled enough. Cypress Square Barbershop, man. Veteran-owned business. It's great. Great haircuts. The place is always full. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans in there. If you want styling, this is probably not the place to go to. If you want, like, cream rinse, or one guy won't go. Here's why. They won't color my hair. I said, first of all, you don't want to go there if they know you and you get your hair colored. First of all. Because somebody's going to say something. Anyway, and if you're trying to keep it a secret, you don't want to go there because they're just going to laugh and laugh. But if you're looking for gel and styling, they have Butch Wax. That's about it. You know, you get a flat top. There you go. I like that. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Had a young lady come in one time when I was there and asked for, a nice short-styled haircut. And
did a great job.
Without missing a beat, they did a great job.
Oh, they did a great job. They can cut hair. I mean, they're these guys are like artists. And they just, you know, but if you want to get into the, you know, the more esoteric types of, you know, hairstyles, they just don't do that. It's just, they don't have time to do that.
I have a question.
Well, first of all, let me introduce our guest, the CEO of One Safe Place, Gene King, not Haven Humane, no matter what I said at the end of the last half hour.
Yeah, but I like Haven Humane.
I
so
do, too.
I don't mind.
I knew as soon as you and I started talking about Haven Humane, we were talking about something else. As soon as I got it into my head, I just knew that somehow it was going to come out. So I didn't realize it was going to be like that. Anyway, Gene King, CEO of One Safe Place. We're talking
nice to
something.
Be here.
Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
I always enjoy you being here, Gene. Stalking. You know, this is something we've never really talked about before. We've talked about the other day, and we're going to get into some other stuff too, but stalking is an extremely, it's an extreme problem for the people who are being stalked, where other people don't really realize how bad it is.
You don't
think about it.
You know, and with all the equipment that we have now, you can put something on a car, you can change a phone, you can do all sorts of things.
So you can track them via your own phone.
He may not, or she, but it's, you know, we're talking situations
right.
We have. You know, she may be someplace that he's not at all, and he can say, I can see where you are. You just walked out of this store, and the kids weren't with you. Where are they, and why aren't you, you know, with the kids? And it's...
That's scary.
It's for any of us. I mean, that is, when you think somebody's watching you, and you can't see them and don't know where they are, it's frightening. And unfortunately, it's a big part of this. When women come to stay with us, we make sure that we have give them different phones so that their phones make sure that they're... And that's a pretty easy thing to do.
Because, you can give them burners. The burners being, of course, a phone that you just pay. You can buy a cheap phone, and you just buy it for so many minutes.
Yeah, now I know. I didn't call them burners before, but okay.
That's what they're called, burners. and I'm going to tell you how I got into that one. But it's with the type of technology, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They were advertising on the TV the other day that you put this in the car. And you can tell where your kid is.
You know, I saw that. I know which one you're talking
about. Did you see what I'm talking
about? And you
know, it's an app.
I saw that, and I didn't see it the same way other people saw it. I looked at that, and I went,
oh my gosh.
It sounds great watching it. But, you know, are you following your kid like that anyway? Is that something you really... I don't know. In mine, I guess if you had someone with really problems or something, but
if you had a kid that that was easily led astray
and had
a car,
but the whole idea of it was they have no idea where that goes, and it sounds like a good idea and so happy, and you see it in that, and I saw that, and I immediately went, that is horrible. I heard an ad today on the this morning on TV about you can disguise your voice between you could be a male or a female. They're talking about interviews over the phone and such like that to get in the door.
Uh-huh. Because,
and I was like, no, not another thing like that.
Well, it is, and here's the thing, too, is that so now you've got something on, you know, the guy can put something on the car.
Mm-hmm.
So he's tracking his victim,
mm-hmm.
or she is tracking his victim,
right.
tracking their victim
mm-hmm.
everywhere around mm-hmm. town, everything.
Mm-hmm.
They always know where they are, and they know
mm-hmm.
where that car is,
mm-hmm.
so they can show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you remember, and going back to the Nicole Simpson case, he would stalk her, and sit, he would watch her through the window. And he said this, you know, he would watch her through the window with guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so And to just be everywhere you go to, and then there's this person.
Right.
And then, like you said, the man who had scratches on him because she came up for whatever reason.
But she's showing up at a bar. She's showing him up at his work. She's showing where his friends are. She's showing at the lake. It's also that real invisible stalking that it's frightening. It's hard to do something about. It's hard to say, you know, he's stalking me. Where to the police? Where are they going to find him? Where do they see it? He's over at home when the time she's saying that's going on. It's very So it's one of the issues we work with. So when we talk about domestic violence or sexual assault, we are working with elder abuse. That's another interesting topic about, you know, how we treat our elders and how so many are abused financially, physically, emotionally.
And One Safe Place takes in elders, too.
We do.
Because you are any victim of domestic violence.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be. It's not your woman with the kids. It's guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's elderly people who are living in a hell, either with their kids or somebody that is there taking advantage of them. And I have known, Linda and I have really close friends, that was happening to his father. And of course, they don't live here. So he was making these trips down to Southern California all the time to try and get this thing fixed. And unfortunately, it was like a grandnephew of the man, a nephew of this guy. And it was just a total mess.
Yeah.
I mean, but it got bad. I mean, down to the part where the gentleman was injured. You know, he fell.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he fell awfully hard. Then,
yeah.
So.
Exactly.
So I mean, you get into things like that.
And you know, sometimes as people get older and they forget things and such like that, people get frustrated. But this whole abuse part of elders, and it happens the same though with any kind of domestic violence, you isolate people. That's how a person is able to really abuse someone, is by isolation. And one of the things when we talk to people about seeing something, recognizing it, is when that person becomes isolated. When a daughter is dating someone and he isolates her because he loves her so much, he picks her up all the time, picks her for school, brings her home. You don't need to go to that family thing because I'm going to take you to this beautiful place for dinner. It's an isolation runs through both of these things, because in elder abuse, what they do is isolate them. So it's.
No, you see this anytime you want to take advantage of people like that. And you see it.
And that's really what it is.
I get people tell me things, and it's like that this one guy, he has slowly but surely forced all their friends away.
Right.
He's tried to put a wall up between her and her daughter.
Yes.
Which hasn't happened, but it worked for a month or two time over something that he had done. But the daughter and the mother are still really tight in there. But he has just driven everybody away,
right?
Except her daughter and her husband. And this is a way of isolating them. So then,
anyway, I love you so much. Yeah. I love you so much. I love you more than anybody else does. I'm going to look out for you. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. Your parents, they're not very nice to you. You know, they make you do things you shouldn't have to do.
Your kids don't appreciate you.
Appreciate you. They don't come to see you. Where are they? They're not here. I'm here. I'm the one taking care of you. There's certain things that run through that are the same characteristics. And it's important. It's important for us as an agency, and the reason I like to talk and come on here with you and speak about it, because we can't see this. It goes on behind closed doors. You know, it's not something happening out in the street. This is, 90% of this happens behind closed doors.
And it's all, it cuts across all ethnic groups. It cuts across all financial groups. I mean, this goes from the very poorest to the very richest in our town, area here. All religions, everything. I mean, this is not, you can't just point and say, oh, these are a bunch of people that are on meth. That. No, I mean, you've got probably, I don't know, but I'm sure there's, doctors, lawyers, everything out there.
It's the churches. It is widespread, and it's And the thing is, we do know signs. We do see things. We just don't feel, you know, we don't feel comfortable stepping in or saying something because you don't really know what to do. If someone, it's hard to tell a woman lots of times, you know, I see these habits, you need to leave, you need to do this.
Let's talk about that when we get back. Let's take a little bit of an early break. And, Bob, I need you to check the chat room. My battery just quit here. But let's take a quick break. I have Gene King, CEO of One Safe Place, with me. And we're going to talk about those signs you need to be looking for. That it could be your next-door neighbor. I mean, and these are things that when sometimes there's been domestic violence, I mean, ending in severe physical injury or death, people just went, some of them just said, oh, I had no idea. Others come out and say, well, you know what?
Yeah.
There are some things there that maybe we should have said something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hey everybody, this is Summer Chappelle inviting you to the Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary Dinner and Auction on April 29th at the Wind River Event Center. Social hour starts at 5:30 with a dinner at 6:30. Come join me and my friends for an evening of fun, great food, a fantastic auction, and plenty of good old country music. Get your tickets today at the VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick Miller a call at 347-0544. Can't wait to see ya!
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Forgive and forget all the while. Love and pain become one in the same in the eyes of a wounded child.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. That powerful song by Pat Benatar about child abuse. Carl Bach. 13 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock here on April the 12th, 2016. It's 62 degrees, going up another 8 or 9 degrees today. The water, the rain is coming in on the edge of town right now, according to Bad Bob, and he's following the clouds coming in. We're going to be having rain the next few days and then clearing up, including a 90-degree day on Saturday. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, veteran-owned. Their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy Kenney out there. Our guest is Gene King, CEO of One Safe Place.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we've talked about stalking, which is a much bigger problem than people think, especially with today's electronics. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden this person shows up, and I can't imagine. I mean, I've had death threats before. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just have. And uh-huh. and it's kind of like, okay, mm-hmm. the but because I can take care of myself.
You know? Yeah.
But even then, you're extremely watchful.
Right.
But to have a person calling you all the time, every time you turn around, there they are, or there's something scratched onto your car, mm-hmm. all these things.
In your mailbox.
Terribly unnerving things. You open up your mailbox and there's something in there that you don't want to see. Terribly unnerving. And this can be, it's mainly, the ones you read about, of course, are mm-hmm. women. But there's men also that get stalked and assaulted by women.
It happens, yeah.
It happens. And then mm-hmm. we're talking about domestic violence. And it's not just, of course, women. It's also men, but also the elderly mm-hmm. and how this mm-hmm. happens to the elderly. And how what happens usually is that people are isolated. The person doing this to them will isolate them from their family, their friends, from everything. And so they've got to rely on that person. And then this person takes advantage. Then we talked about, and this is what we're going to talk about in our last segment, is domestic violence going on around you and how to recognize that, how to recognize those signs that, because this cuts, this just isn't in the trailer parks.
No.
This is up off of Eagle's Nest and all these other places around here, too.
Yeah, certainly the signs are an important part. So you do see withdrawal. Isolation, not able to spend money unless they get that from their spouse, can't write a check, maybe there's only one car, can't go any place, can't go out with the girls, and the other half.
Linda won't let me go out with the girls. Does that mean I'm being isolated? I'm just kidding. Okay.
Good work, Linda.
Good work. But that is important because girls go out together all the time, and then all of a sudden, if one starts not going,
right, you've got a boyfriend, and
all of a sudden,
you don't see your friends. That's a sign for your friends to start paying attention. Hey, what happened?
That's really a good point right mm-hmm, there. At first they're thinking, okay, she just wants to be with him.
That's what you think. She's in love and such.
Right.
And at a point she probably is, and probably she may not even realize what's happening to her at that point.
Right.
But there are certain things that are not normal. And it's not normal.
Maybe a plan she has to go out with him, and then he goes, oh, wait a minute, I've got a special thing planned. So then she pulls back that way.
She pulls back that way from her parents, from picks her up from school, takes her home. But that's the same thing as when you're dating somebody. Then we call it jealousy. He's very jealous, very possessive.
He's just possessive.
Yeah, he's just possessive. Or he's really, that's one of the signs recently. In a very bad situation was them talking about how jealous he was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's more to it than that. That's a signal. Let's look at that. What does that mean? Is he just jealous, or is that jealous more than it should be?
No, is it? You're on jealousy on steroids there.
So the way we do help end it is for us as we call them bystander engagement, as friends, as family, and people. To at least make sure you reach out, mention it to them, notice that, hey, that seems a little odd or something. We don't want to do that because we don't want to get in somebody else's business. We don't want to step inside somebody's marriage. And I understand that there's a difficult, how do we all decide when we're helping somebody and they're okay and when we're helping somebody and they need our help desperately? We all have to make those decisions in other people's lives because if we see couples, react or interact with each other that may not be something that I would care to have an interaction, but for them maybe that's
that's an interesting part because you probably saw my eyes kind of roll back mm-hmm. in my head. It's because I just was flashing back on something not of these types of things, of things I've observed. Do you, because you're talking about bystanders, and bystanders mm-hmm. can play a big part in this.
Absolutely.
Okay, Bob Belange is out with his wife
mm-hmm.
and he sees somebody being verbally abusive
mm-hmm.
in the restaurant he's at.
Right.
do you say something right then?
Well, we talk about a number of things. Let me give you an example. And this
I mean, this is not a whole class, but because this
they
is...
They call the potato chip man, okay? So it's filmed. It's on a... It was somebody filming this in the New York subway. You can find it on YouTube.
Okay.
And
potato chip man.
Yeah. And the guy... There's a couple fighting verbally, mm-hmm. and he's getting... The guy's getting very intense. Everybody else is sitting around. He's eating potato chips. What he does, he walks over, and he just gets closer to them, and he keeps eating his potato chips until he's right next to them. And he's almost interfering, but he's not because he's got his back to him. But other people Other people around started seeing him doing something, and they started saying something to the couple, hey, knock it off, calm down, that kind of thing. And that's a study of, you know, they've studies they've done of when somebody's in trouble on the street, if nobody does anything, nobody
will do anything.
But if somebody does something...
Other people are just waiting for that to happen.
Exactly.
So they can take that step forward.
So sometimes, you know, go ahead.
I've seen something very similar to that. Brent and I were following a car. It was obvious the couple in front of us, the couple were having an argument. They screeched to a stop. He hauls her out and literally starts banging her head into the pavement. We screeched to a halt. People on the freeway, because it was a frontage road, screeched to a halt. Nobody approached because you don't know what this guy's got. Mm-hmm. But everybody's going, knock it off, leave her alone, knock it off. And just the sheer crowd reaction was sufficient to get him to disengage, mm-hmm. climb in his car, and leave. We attended to the young lady who unfortunately refused to press charges when the sheriff showed up.
Okay, so was this mm-hmm. a setup in the subway just to see what people would do? Or was this a real thing?
You know, I think it's been around for a while. I know we use it in our classes.
So somebody just not even actively engaging them just got closer and closer to and it till it woke everybody up.
I think whether it actually happened or not, it's
doesn't
the
make any
idea.
Difference.
Doesn't make any difference because it's the idea is that you don't need to go push them apart. Don't go push them apart. But there are things you can do. Let's say it's a friend and you're out with a couple in a restaurant. It might go to the bathroom. You might say, you know, if to her, to women, go to the bathroom. You might say, you know, I noticed there's a lot of tension there and I don't know how that's bad. But, you know, there's a place if you want to get some counseling about that or some help. And I just want to make sure you know where that is. Or you can call me if that. And I don't want to get in your business. You can, you know, however you do that. But there are... Step up, say something, do little things. Don't just assume that, well, it's okay or it's none of my business.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have to, you know, there's a stupid TV show is What Would You Do or something like that. And they throw these things out, these, and then it says, what would you do? And the people around them, and a lot of people don't react at all.
Other
people get right in there and go, did you know what he said we were talking about while you were gone?
Right.
You know, on the telephone, you know, that kind of stuff. And so you see people that get, you know, that they just get right into it. But but people kind of hesitate when they see a couple fighting.
You do.
Because you're not sure what's going on. Because we've all had fights with our loved ones.
And we do. Yeah. And the other part of it is that when often when you do speak up, like what Bob did there, they don't want to get help. They want to be left alone.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is...
There you are hanging out there.
You're trying to... Yeah, and then they're not responding. That's very typical. That's when we say it takes an average of 7 times.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of those 7 times. It isn't like they actually came for help, but they got help from you.
Well, let me ask a couple other things. Okay, so you're seeing withdrawn or like they're being isolated. What's another sign? Like, say you're next door neighbors. I mean, is there something that, I mean, would you hear people fighting? I mean, that's...
Well, yeah, certainly, you know...
But people fight.
Conversations and things like that.
Any type of bruises or marks on people?
The marks on that, how the children are, a drastic change in behavior. They were chatty over and all of a sudden they're not. The children, you don't see the children much anymore. They seem...
They're out playing outside like
they used
to.
They're scared. You know, oftentimes when somebody's... the pets, I mean, that's some sign. Killing a pet is a sign without touching somebody. It's a very common
sign. Kicking a dog down the stairs.
Starting with kicking him down or threatening, if you will do this, and then actually doing it. They didn't hurt the child. They didn't hurt the woman, but they wrung the neck of a favorite dog. That fear that puts in them.
Ooh,
I know. It gets ugly. Now I am the Haven Humane Director.
But these are things that people do to gain control over the person out of fear.
Out of fear.
And it's difficult for you as a neighbor, unless you've seen something, unless you're seeing it happen. It's just that what you want to recommend is that at the very last resort going in and, you know, like in public
call
and doing
police.
Something, but call the police.
That's what you do.
Right away is call the police. I think there's going to be something.
Call the police, and that's really the thing that you do. You don't step inside of that. But you do notice, and you do get an opportunity at least, because I can't tell you how many neighbors bring in neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay, so that does work. So letting that neighbor know if something happens, I'll take you into the police, or I'll take you someplace, or call 911.
We're going to have the chief of police on tomorrow, Rob Pelletti. And I'm going to follow up this conversation we're having today, Gene, with him about this, about the abuse. Because, you know, we've had people killed and suicides and murders like this. And I think we need to talk about how do the police handle something like this when you get a stalking thing like this. And let Rob talk about it, too.
Yeah, they're great partners. Law enforcement, Rob is a good friend.
How's everything going?
Mm-hmm. Great.
I know.
Oh.
Hey, that Turtle Bay auction.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
Well, I don't know why people would pay that much money to come have dinner with us, but two groups did. So they've already called trying to set it up. We're
really
trying to work it out.
You guys are celebs in town. What's the prize about that?
No, it's because we were pouring scotch last time, and we gave them their car back the next day.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's great being here.
We love having you here, Gene. So much good things you all do over there. Hey, tomorrow, Chief of Police on, and also Hope Seth and everybody from the Economic Development Corporation, and more rodeo. All of this tomorrow right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from...
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Is accusing his rivals of wallowing in the mud, viciously attacking one another, calling each other liars, and worse. Republican presidential candidate John Kasich voicing frustration with the tone of the campaign. The Ohio governor telling supporters in New York a short time ago,
"Those who continuously push that type of behavior are not worthy of the office they are seeking."
And a new APGFK poll of registered voters asks about frontrunners Trump and Clinton. 63% say they will not vote for Trump, 50% turning thumbs down on Clinton. Two men have been charged with offenses related to the Brussels bombings. Three others detained in Brussels in connection with the Paris attacks. That word today from Belgian authorities. It's the House Homeland Security Committee's first terror snapshot of Europe in the picture. Quite sobering.
According to a just-released report, over the past year, ISIS-related terror attacks in Europe